MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 17, 2025. A former youth coach has been arraigned in Salem Superior Court, and Danvers students are raising funds for the Colleen Ritzer Memorial. Showers mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:42 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Salem News. A former youth, Rockport High boys and Gloucester High junior varsity soccer coach pleaded not guilty to 3 felony charges of disseminating obscene matter to a minor, open and gross lewdness, and possession of child pornography during a brief appearance in Salem Superior Court on Monday. 46-year-old Jason Rukaskis of Gloucester was indicted on 3 charges in mid-May after facing similar charges in Gloucester District Court on a case brought by the Rockport Police Department. He had been arrested in April on a warrant as a result of the Rockport investigation. Rukaskis, who is free on bail, appeared before Superior Court Judge Kathleen McCarthy, where his Gloucester attorney, Grace Edwards, waived a reading of all charges. He pleaded not guilty to all of them. Salem News is also reporting a group of Danvers High School students are campaigning to raise $30,000 for a mural named after slain teacher Colleen Ritzer's Be Kind legacy to celebrate her memory. Ritzer, an Andover native, was 24, teaching math at Danvers High School, when she was attacked and killed by a student in a school bathroom on October 22, 2013. After her death, hundreds of students participated in vigils and community events to commemorate and celebrate her life, demonstrating the deep connections she forged during her time at Danvers High School. A movement by her friends and colleagues led to the dedication of the school library in her memory in 2023. The annual Step Up for Colleen 5K in Andover draws hundreds of participants each year, and the district celebrates annual Week of Kindness in her memory each October. The campaign is about 25% of the way to its goal, with $7,592. The plan is to create a mural in the school library. The group has reached out to various professional companies and is working with White Light Visual on the project. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my 2 podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petrie writes in the New Report Daily News, looking to help feed their neighbors by supporting area food pantry Our Neighbor's Table, Edward G. Mullen Upper Elementary School students recently raised $15,000 in just 2 weeks during their million-dollar drive. In an effort to raise awareness and inspire student involvement, Mullen Principal Tara Rossi took a hands-on approach towards getting students interested in the drive. Rossi selected and purchased children's books focused on the issue of hunger and then visited each classroom to read to them aloud. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, all the high school sports for this high school year have ended. On Sunday, the Hamilton Wenham's girls tennis team won its 4th consecutive D4 state championship. Senior Naomi Provost led the way to the title, compiling a career record of 81 wins and 2 losses. This is Coach Joe Marr talking about some of the challenges the team overcame and highlighting some of the other members of the team.
It's just been a fabulous season, you know, and we're looking forward to next season, obviously, but kind of enjoying the moment. Next season, we're really excited because finally we actually have a tennis court complex going in our school. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, we've been 4-time state champs now, but like, I feel like our student body doesn't always get the chance to see us because we've been, you know, off site at so many different places. So, you know, it's going to be great for our girls to be right here on campus and, you know, have the opportunities for their friends getting out of practices to, you know, come watch them and cheer them on. So that's going to be great. I really give a lot of credit for our community for putting this together for us. And, you know, our athletic director, Craig Genualdo, is really pushed hard for tennis over the past few years since we've been kind of homeless and worked hard to get the site to happen. So something exciting for us to look forward to as they finish the project this summer. And, you know, I just want to mention the rest of the girls that maybe I didn't get to mention. Evelyn Esdale, a sophomore this year, was just amazing playing doubles. She went 14-4, never playing a varsity match before. Sophie Green, another sophomore, played some singles and doubles, and she went 12-6 this year. And, you know, Gabriella Jewett, you know, I kind of moved her all around the lineup and used her kind of all over the place. She's just a tremendous athlete, and she's so fun to watch. And got to watch her play her best match of the season in the state finals yesterday, and winning with Sophie was just a great moment. And I know I mentioned Charlotte, but she's just a young, spunky freshman that we're so excited to have on the team, and she's got nowhere to go but up. She just had a great season. So, and again, Emily McIntosh, really a key to our season. Like that Linfield match, she was unbelievable. I can't say enough about her. She went 15-4 this year. So it was just a wonderful team effort, just a great team, and really proud of the girls for everything they've accomplished. And, you know, looking forward to next year, but going to miss the girls that are leaving us this year.
That's Hamilton Wenham girls tennis coach Joe Marr. The complete interview with Coach Marr will be posted on MSO later today. The Red Sox beat the Mariners 2-0 in Seattle last night. The two teams will play again tonight. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.